This is GQDN for Monday, February 5th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get your drink mixes. It's really good stuff. Put in the word quest in the checkout line. That way you get 25% off of your purchase. Very, very good stuff. You might like it. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of Nintendo, as always, seems like. StarCraft 2 and Counter-Strike 2 now have events. And how much does a Power World server cost? But today, we begin with something very interesting. Because according to both PlayStation Lifestyle and Engadget.com, Microsoft may be bringing some games to PlayStation. Why? Because it's about profitability. In fact, one of Microsoft's senior leaderships did want to, quote, recoup the money left on the table. And that's after their purchases of both Cinemax and Activision Blizzard. In fact, here's what Jez Corden did say on X. For clarity, I'm saying that multi-platform stuff for Xbox is happening. Not that Sarah Bond will announce it. It would be awful to let Sarah take the heat for this, since its failure of Xbox projects Sarah wasn't even vaguely involved in since 2012 that had led to this. Microsoft has essentially decided that they aren't going to make enough money with the current strategy. They want to build healthier margins and cash flow using Sony's install base to then reinvest in growing in the Xbox ecosystem using that money. So what games could be coming to PlayStation via Xbox? Well, that's where Engadget does come in, as I aforementioned. Because it does look like Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, maybe Starfield, and Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. We shall see if that happens. And that might also be the Gears of War as well. Once again, we shall see. But talking about Starfield, on a little bit of a side note, they are getting AMD FSR 3 support via rockpapershotgun.com. That's what they're saying. In fact, here's what Bethesda did say in a tweet there yesterday. Quote, we're excited to share that AMD FSR 3 is coming to Starfield's game Steam beta next week. FSR 3 will be available to all PC players later this month ahead of our next scheduled update. Okay, so maybe some players will actually like that. Now, GamesRadar did say that, oh, Mr. Kojima did say that one of the characters will not be returning for Death Stranding 2. Quote, because we care about the character of Cliff, end quote. That character is named Mads Mikkelsen, and Kojima did get up on X and did try to explain this. Quote, if you played DS1 to the end, you'll understand Cliff is a character who played a very important special role in Death Stranding. Mads understood this and performed it beautifully. Mads, Cliff will remain in the story of Death Stranding and in your memories forever. It is because we care about the character of Cliff that he will not appear in DS2. Please understand. So what if there's a 3? We'll see if Mads come back, maybe in a DLC as well. We'll see. And just a reminder that Life by You early access release will be available on June 4th. So if you like that type of game, there you go. Now on to Power World. And according to Rock Paper Shotgun, again, the servers have cost so far around $500,000. In fact, they're just counting it in yen, because Power World servers did cost about 70.53 million Japanese yen, which puts it at about $475,349. And that was found in a tweet from the Pocket Pair CEO, Takaro Mazeev, as he said, quote, wait, maybe they'll go bankrupt due to the server fees? Well, he was joking about it. And the tweet did have an image of a picture that was the back end of the service that was hosting Pocket Pair. And the number was from this month. But players can still enjoy the game. Now we get to PC Gamer, and here we're going to talk about some motherboards. Oh, the motherboards. because AMD's top Zen 5 motherboard will come in with a triple chip configuration, and that's with a guaranteed USB 4 and 40 gigs support. Now that's the AMD's successor to the Zen 4 chip design, and this will be launched this year. Now the new processors mean new motherboards, and that was reported at the top of the line X870E chipset will be better than the current X670E because it will have a full USB 4 40 gigabits connection. We'll see if it helps out the esports players. Speaking of which, ESI Esports Insider did say that StarCraft 2 and Counter-Strike 2 will have their events for the Esports World Cup. Now the Esports World Cup was announced, and they will have StarCraft 2 and Counter-Strike 2 tournaments that will be held this year in Saudi Arabia. Now some of the details, according to Esports Insider, has been scarce. But now there's been more information that was revealed for the StarCraft 2 event. And the 2024 ESL Pro Tour Championship will be a 5-day event that will have 18 players. Winners of the CS2 Masters Summer and Winter, Cyril and Clem, have already qualified for the top four, and the IEM Katowice and the ESL SC2 Masters Spring are receiving invites. The rest of the players will qualify through the regional standings and open qualifiers. Now the Esports World Cup is considered an esports festival that will be featuring lots of different titles. And this event will be taking place in Riyadh. See if I get the name right. So I said Riyadh. Now, it's Riyadh. Sorry if I butchered the town's name. I do apologize. Saudi Arabia. And is organized by the Esports World Cup Foundation, which is also founded by the Saudi Arabian government. What games could be there outside of those two? It could be Apex Legends, because they just hit their 20th season, according to Eurogamer, and they're saying that it'll be available Tuesday the 13th. They're calling it Breakout, Tuesday the 13th. And that'll have some new legend upgrade systems. Shields will be removed from ground loot and a ranked reset. Now this will celebrate the game's 5th anniversary, and the maps will be strewn with celebrity confetti and balloons. So the game just hit 4 years old, and you could celebrate with them. Excellent. What could also be excellent is your gaming monitor, because Asus said, here's a reason why you can get a curved OLED, which right now Amazon has it at $900. It is the Asus ROG Swift OLED PG27 AQDM gaming monitor for $900. That monitor could be yours. And what could play on it? Well, according to Nintendo Everything, Night Slashers, because a remake is confirmed for Switch. And that does come from Forever Entertainment and the developer Storm Trident, as they confirmed plans to release Night Slashers on Switch. Now that was announced back in 2021, but Forever Entertainment kept their mouths shut on which platform they would be supporting until now. Now, there's no exact date for its release, but it is coming. And you know that when it does hit, it'll be on the list. Nintendo Everything did show the list of what did sell last week. That's the week ending February 3rd. And no surprise, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League was first. Persona 3 Reload was second. Tekken 8 was third. Super Mario Bros. Wonder was fourth. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was number 5. Yep. New game, new list, and no new me, but we are all Dawnforge. Aren't we? Yeah, we love Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.